So my name is Derek. I'm a member of the EAC, and I have been for about a year now. I meant to join ages ago, and then we got around to it. Eventually, I came here. And one of the things that got me here is I checked out the website, and I went, oh, well, there's where the meeting is. And so I came down. And I'd previously been interested about maybe 7 or 10 years ago. I had to phone somebody, and they said, oh, it's down at the planetarium or something. I never got around to going, and it was too much of a hassle to call them back. And that's one of the reasons I'm talking about websites today. Unfortunately, we were supposed to have an internet connection here, and they sent me all the instructions on how to hook it up, but they didn't actually provide the wire or the plug. So we're talking about websites, but we won't be looking at any real ones. I made copies of some of my stuff and some general examples. So you'll see, I had a feeling this might happen. So we'll be talking about websites. We won't be looking at any. However, if you go to this website, admission.com, which is my website, I'll be posting all these. Well, they're already there, actually. All these slides are there. They don't make much sense without the talking. But all the links are there, and you can get to the websites from your web browser. So all is not lost. I didn't do all the looking around for nothing. What I'm here to talk about is editors' websites and why they're worth doing. So if you don't have one, why you should get one. I think you should. And if you do have one, how you can make it somewhat better. I'm assuming that you know less than I do, which may be a bad assumption for me, but more than I do, and then, well, you could do that too. I'll tell you a bit about my background to see if you're there, and then I'll ask you a few questions to see where all of you are in this process. And feel free to ask me questions anytime. We'll do some more Q&A at the end, but anytime during the thing. But again, I don't care if this goes off in some totally different direction. So, all right, we'll go from there. One other thing, I'm not here to talk about programs, like what tools to use to build a website. The stuff we're talking about here can apply to doing it yourself with a text editor, with Microsoft Word or Notepad, or with a fancy program like Dreamweaver, which is one of the really expensive ones to build websites. Or it can also apply if you hire somebody to do it for you. In the end, it's your website we're going to be talking about, so you're the one who's in charge. You shouldn't be hiring somebody and just say, go ahead, do it, because they might do something that really doesn't need to do what it needs to do for you. So, we'll get to why I'm here. Why am I talking to you about this? I am 33 years old, is that accurate? Yes, 33. I've lived in Vancouver all my life. Born in St. Paul's Hospital, just down the road, and so are my two daughters. They are 3 and 5. And that is, the reason I talk about that is I have essentially 5 jobs. I'm a writer, I make some money at that. I'm an editor, I make more money at that, and that's why I'm here. I do web stuff and computer stuff, and you can put there. I'm a drummer in a band that actually makes more money than it deserves to. And I'm a semi-full-time, mostly full-time stay-at-home dad. Other than one day a week when my mom gets the kids, I'm home every day while my wife teaches math for high school students. So that's my main thing. I just don't pay for it. As far as this talk goes, the two relevant parts are my editor side and my tech head geek side, which brought me here. So I'll go to my first. Every editor needs a website. This is my theme talk. Every freelance editor needs a website, and probably other ones too. So that means you need a website. At all, you need a website. It doesn't have to be complicated, that's what we're going to get to. So who am I? Am I an ed head or a tech head? I'm both. So here's the official title. This is what I put on my email signature. And this is what the university says. This is a BSc, Bachelor of Science in Marine Biology. That's very little to do with this. The second one is what's called the Diploma in Applied Creative Nonfiction Writing from the Creative Writing Department of the UC. Which was started, I think the program started in 1990 or 91, which is when I started in it, and I finished it in 92. It was kind of up in the air. I didn't really know what it was doing at the time, but hey, they gave me the paper, so I could. What it means is that I got out of my biology degree, realized I was qualified to wash glassware in somebody's lab, didn't really want to go on to do a master's degree studying sea anemones. So I decided to stay at school and did a writing program because I looked back and realized that I'd been doing editing and writing stuff in my spare time all along. I've been writing stories since I was in kindergarten. I started editing in grade 8 on a high school annual and helped start a bunch of newspapers at UBC in high school and all this. And had a summer job in 1990 editing the student handbook for UBC. I was my first editor with money attached. So I looked back and realized, hey, maybe I should try doing this for a living. Took a while. Because I got sidetracked by playing drums and a lot of technical things. I worked for a software company. I've been doing computer stuff for a long time because my dad, who kind of was loaned me this laptop, he's a real techie. He does soldering things and wires and high voltage things. He knows when you can touch the wire and when you can't. And he was taking computer programming courses at BCIT in the 70s. And I went down there with him and sat down in one of the black and white terminals and played one of those games where you started and it says it's dark. And you type, go north, and it says it's still dark. And that was my beginning of computer game. I'm not really a gaming guy, probably because of that. So anyway, I started off with a bunch of this stuff, and I've been going along ever since. And I merged them together. I have my techie hobbies, and then in that editing job for UBC, student handbook. I did all the desktop publishing too. And this was about, I started desktop publishing about a year after it started to exist. And I merged the two together and did this job, and it was kind of fun. So I've been doing those things ever since. I started doing web stuff in 1997, which is, I guess, about 2 years back. I started building websites that I've been using for a long time. And I did it just for fun. That's fun. But anyway, I started off in 97 building a website, my website, and it's the mutated version of that thing I started with in March of 97 is still the site that I have. And I wish I could show it to you. So, so now I'm going to ask about who are you? And first of all, I'm going to ask, as editors, how many of you have a business card? Anybody not have a business card? Finally, get a business card? How many of you have a phone? Cell phone, doesn't matter, regular phone, whatever. Anybody not have a phone? Okay. How many of you have a computer? Anybody not have a computer? Anybody not use a computer? I mean, you don't own it. Okay. That's good. Anybody, I'll just go with the not. Anybody not have email? How many of you don't have a website? How many of you do have a website? Not many. Good, because I was planning this talk for people who don't really have websites, and if things had been the other way around, it would have been off the rails. But that, what I was talking about there, is a historical progression for people in our kind of business or any kind of business. It used to be before phones, people had calling cards. They would come to your house, and if you weren't home, they'd leave a little card saying who they were, and they'd come by. There's all those old murder mysteries where there's the mysterious phone button. It's just an A or something. That's who the killer is. That's how these things started. Well, not killed. Calling cards. Anyway, it started there. They became business cards. And then as phones came along, everybody expected you would have a phone. And faxes are sort of in there. I don't even think about them. I don't even have a fax machine. But faxes are in there, computers. Now everybody expects you to have email. If I'd asked that same question 2 or 3 years ago, I bet it would have been a much different set of answers. It would have been quite a few people who didn't have email. But now you've all got to have it. This is your next thing. Of those people who don't have websites, which is most of you, how many of you are freelancers who don't have a website?
I have a domain name.
Okay, so you're getting there. Do any of you not really have much desire or interest, or you just don't think you're going to have a website, or you're too afraid of it, or you don't think you're going to have a website anytime soon? that's fine. I'm going to say it's pretty necessary. You're going to have a website soon as a freelance editor, as a freelance anything. Because as soon as somebody hears about you, they don't find you on the web, they're going to look you up. They're going to get your name.
Sure. My question is, do you have a fancy website? How does it get noticed?
The key thing is you don't have to expect that your website is the way people are going to find you. It may even be, if you're lucky. Yeah. Some people will. It's weird how many do. But the thing is, consider it as something like a business card or
a portfolio
or anything else. When people do find out about you, these days, and more so in time, they're going to go home and they're going to go to their office and they're going to fire up their computer and type your name in, or type in the domain you already gave them, which is better. And they're going to find out about you. And if there's nothing there, they're going to go, maybe I'll go look for somebody else. Because the nice thing about the web, for people who are using it, is you can go find out a whole bunch of stuff and you don't have to talk to anybody. Perfect for people like me. I seem pretty outgoing, but I hate phone people. I hate phone people I don't know. My roommates, remember, they always ask me to make phone calls and make arrangements and reservations and stuff. And I always put it off as long as possible about somebody else to do it. I get my wife to do it if she doesn't call on the phone. If it's on the web, I'll do it in 2 seconds. And that's true of a lot of people, because there's no awkwardness. You can go look and nobody ever knows you look. And if you don't like it, you can leave. Want to get in touch with somebody. So that's the key element, is if people want to find out stuff about you, they're going to go on the web. And there doesn't have to be a lot there, but if they can find something, that's great. If they can find your phone number there, that's even better than having your phone number on a business card. If they lose it, they might remember your name, or your domain or something, if they can find it on the web. Good. So that's all part of the process. So if you're taken seriously, you're going to need a website. As a freelancer, even not necessarily as a freelancer, you're going to need a website. But it doesn't have to be that complicated. And there's more to it than just, having an advertising or promotional presence out there. It's useful in a lot of other ways, even with existing clients. People find you, they hire you, and then 2 years later they want to find out if you're still around. Or they just want to keep up with what you're doing, see if you're doing stuff that's in their area, or they want to point somebody else to you, or you have a really big file that you get, and they've only got Hotmail email, and you try and email it to them, and it says, no, it's too big, and you just put it on your website, and they can go download it when they're ready to wait 2 hours for it to come to them. That's really handy to be able to do, to just say, okay, well, here's an email, and here's the web address where you can get the file you need. That's handy too, totally aside from the promotional aspects. So, that's why I think you're going to need it. Now we get to the beginning of the Q&A part, which is, what is a website for? Because there's a lot of things a website can be for. So I'm going to go into my other list for right here. Tell me what a website's for. Somebody volunteer something.
Promotion. Well, it can be multimedia. It's bringing together a lot of different places and money.
Okay. Stuff
so bringing, yeah, just synthesizing a lot of data.
Information,
good. Okay. More? Thanks.
Convenience,
that's good.
Point of contact.
Prestige or
service. Well, that's actually not a bad word for it, prestige or reputation or something?
Background. I like to get background.
Yeah.
People. Research.
Anything else? More happy people. Certain news. Okay, these are all good things.
Samples.
Oh, samples.
Some fun.
Fun. Resume. Okay. Again, at the bottom of the page, so that'll do nicely. I'll save it, because I'll put this on my website. In fact, before I go on, I'll show you something else that I'm going to put on my website.